Welcome to my first ever official episode of my new podcast, DB Sports. I'm your host, DB, and today we're going to be talking about how the NFL and MLB can make changes to their games to make them even better, and we'll be answering the question, who is the better basketball player, LeBron James or Michael Jordan? First, let's get to the MLB and NFL and how they can change the way their games are played. And for the MLB, I think they really need to shorten their game time. And a couple of things that they could try to shorten their game time is this. First, the batter. Sometimes the batter will take multiple steps out of the batter's box to practice his swing. They'll try and get it right. Really, all you need to do when you're practicing your swing is practice the swing in the batter circle when you're waiting for your turn for your at-bat. You don't really need to do it any more times than that, because once is enough, and anything other than once should be counted as a strike. It's kind of like a delay of game kind of call. And the next thing is the pitchers. Usually, as we baseball fans know, the pitchers have to warm up in the bullpen before they can enter the game. That is also included for even the starters. But once you are warmed up and you're ready to go in the bullpen, you're ready to pitch. You're ready. And you should just go on out there to the mound. Batters should just step up and you're ready to rock and roll and throw your first pitch. You don't need to throw any extra pitches while you're on the mound, though. I know that shortens the ad time for the TVs or TV stations that are covering the games. But still, though, that might help make the game a lot shorter. Now for the NFL, and I'd like to talk about the NFL officiating crews. And lately, they have not been doing a pretty good job. For example, the Patriots wins against the Bills on Monday night a couple of weeks ago. One call in particular was when Tom Brady threw a wide open pass to a wide open receiver of his. That receiver, he had nothing but green right ahead of him. He had the end zone, he could take it even farther than that. But the referees inadvertently, and I say that doing the quote and unquote mentions with my fingers, blew the whistle, and play was immediately stopped. And right afterwards, the officials blew another call, but I'll definitely take this since I'm a Patriots fan. They gave the pass the first down anyway, where the ball should have been spotted at the original line of scrimmage where the last play was held. Another case in point is that the referees missed a down in one of the games last Sunday. I don't remember which one, but they had some trouble trying to figure out what down it was during that game. Well, it was actually third down. So here's a few points that I think that the NFL should consider. And I'd also like to talk about now about how they can handle their challenges. So this might be able to help the referees in some way. They should gather a group of full-time officials and maybe even former officials, have them in an office in New York right nearby a telephone and a screen, and have them at the ready for whenever an on-field official calls saying that there was a coach's challenge or a play needs to be reviewed. And I think they should have done that with the third down miscue and the Brady's pass completion miscue as well. They should just call that group. The group will have a look at it, and then they can make the official call back down to the on-field official, and then the on-field official will make the call. That'll make the game so much easier, so much better to watch, and so much faster there, too. That way we won't have to wait through all these ads that the TV station has and all sorts of stuff like that. Alright, so, now on to our next topic for today, and that is, who is better, LeBron James or Michael Jordan? Well, when you're answering that question, you have to consider the most important fact that these two have in common. These two did not get so great on their own. Michael Jordan spent the bulk of his career in Chicago. He was with Scottie Pippen, he was with Tony Kukoc, he was with Charles Oakley before he himself became a Knick. And even he had a good veteran in Dennis Rodman from way back in the bad boy Piston days of the 1980s to help him. And LeBron James, when he traveled to Miami, he had Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade and Mario Chalmers. And now he has Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. So that's a pretty good supporting cast, if you ask me, for both of those players. Now let's take a look at the major differences that these players have. First of all, LeBron James, he made his basketball team in high school, and his basketball team toured all around the country, and even had many spots on national TV, including networks like ESPN and whatnot. Michael Jordan, he got cut from his team. And boy, I think his coach was definitely kicking himself in the head after that one. No, I shouldn't be saying that one, though. He's looking back at that one, and he thought, man, Michael can play. Another major difference, though, is that Michael actually played for his college team, where I believe LeBron James jumped right from high school to the NBA. If LeBron James were to play for a college team, then he would have been so much better than he is today. And perhaps he would have brought the Miami Heat a third straight championship, and a fourth, and a fifth, and so on and so forth, like he said he promised to. Michael Jordan, though, he played for the UNC Tar Heels. He played under legendary head coach Dean Smith, and that was how he was first recognized as a basketball superstar. So definitely consider those points, though, for when you're answering the question, who is better, LeBron James or Michael Jordan? But one of the other most important key factors is the rings. LeBron James has two back-to-back with Miami, but Michael Jordan, he has six. Twice back-to-back-to-back championships. That is tough to do, not only in basketball, but also in every other sport out there. Even today, doing a three-peat even once is awesome, but doing it twice, that is legendary. So I hope you guys all enjoyed this episode. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm DB, and I'm signing out.